Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It's just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man from Chipchar.
Yeah, the Donegal GAA podcast with Ocean FM. Paddy McGill here from O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. So it wasn't to be for Rory Kavanagh's side. Losing by a point to Glen Watty Grahams, 8 points to 1-4. On the show, we will hear from Malachy O'Rourke, Rory Kavanagh, Alan Gunn, Francie Freil. But first, let's look back at the action.
Glen Watty Grahams won, St Junans no score. St Junans retreating, putting up their barricades all along their 45-metre line. What can Malachy O'Rourke's side do? Peter, I said it's not for the purist. Is that a fair statement?
It certainly isn't. It's a bit like St Junans Niamh Conlon County Final, a bit like that. The first quarter in Balbuffet was very poor. Hopefully after the water break, both teams will open out a little bit.
Niall O'Donnell is on the 45-metre line, goes short to Dara Mulgrew. Here's St Junans' first score, is it? No. It's going to lob dangerously in around the house, and there's a fist comes Party. To it Party and the McGinnigan. Green flag goes up. It was a lovely ball inside there, and I think it's Pádraig McGettigan. He had 9 points in 2021 Championship Football coming into this one. He's now got a goal in nine. Did Niall O'Donnell go for the point?
I think he was going for the point, definitely. Yeah. It was a very, very good move with Shane O'Donnell involved as well.
And Watty Grahams can now try and launch an attack with Kieran McFaul up this near side. The terraced side here. There's a chance here for Watty Grahams to draw level. There's actually a chance of a goal now. A super pass inside. Oh, and the referee is up the arms for a free. Oh, it's for a penalty. Oh, that seems a really harsh call. That is a really, really harsh call. It's going to be a penalty.
He's given a penalty.
To Watty Grahams. McGuckin facing Patton. Up steps McGuckin. Oh, and Patton saved it. A save by Sean Patton. A save from Sean Patton. Gets down to his left-hand side. McGuckin's right. It remains St Junans 1-4, Watty Grahams 6 points.
Oh, that's a great save. He went full length to his left to actually stop it.
The corner back from Watty Grahams, Warnock's going to take on the shot. A mammoth score from the corner back. An outstanding score, without doubt, the point of the game. We are all square.
The board hasn't gone up yet.
Oh, and there's a mix-up there in the St Union's defence from the short kick out from John Patton. And it's going to be a free, and a free in to Watty Grahams. Danny Tallon taps that one over. Glenn Mahara lead by a point. St Union's have only got two scores in the second half. Pádraig McGettigan, Kieran Tobin. That is the full-time whistle. Glenn Mahara advance to the next round. St Union's Ulster campaign comes to an end. They only had one day out. They lose by one. Watty Grahams, 8 points. St Union's 1-4, Peter.
Yeah, well, I'd say probably on the overall game, St Union's only scored the 2 points in the second half, and that really isn't enough in any game. A good contest, but not a great game to watch. 8 points to 1-4.
Yeah, never easy to do an interview after a defeat. Rory Kavanagh, your side lost by a point. How do you reflect on that one?
It's the overwhelming feeling at the minute is disappointment, I suppose, because we felt we were in a good place for large spells of the game, particularly at half time. We'd probably in Glen we're in unfamiliar territory. You know, we probably felt we're in a really good place, but just a couple of different incidents in the second half. I suppose we didn't capitalise, particularly the black card when they went the man down. You know, I thought we probably didn't push on and kick a couple of crucial scores that were presented to us. But luck, I suppose, when we lost the man in Arundini, I think they probably started to get on top of things, and we kind of had to really dig in and really show real good character and grit and determination. And you know, we just came up a wee bit short today in the end.
You mentioned you brought Glenn to a different place in that first 30 minutes than any team has done all year in Derry, and you know they were favourites from Ulster because they were so impressive. So leading by two at half time, you were probably well happy with that.
Yeah, look, we were, and we knew that they were going to come out with a big push in the second half, and they did, in fairness. But you know, I suppose I need to sit down and look at the second half now again and just see. But I just thought there were too many unforced errors on our behalf. We got turned over too many times at crucial stages of the game, and you could sense then that the momentum started to go a wee bit, and our legs probably felt heavy as a result of that. When you start to make turnovers, particularly in a game where possession is at a premium, and then to compound things, them scoring off them turnovers, that makes it a difficult place. But look, proud of the boys, and you know, it was a tremendous fight and determination shown out there today, but we just came up a wee bit short.
That 10 minutes was huge, wasn't it? Because Peter Campbell was with me on commentary as well, and St. Junan's had chances and half chances, and probably in a low scoring game getting to 3-4-5 probably could have put it to bed.
Yeah, look, that was always the way. Like, you know, if you were able to open up a 4-5 point margin in that game in particular, that was always going to be key. Like, and you know, we probably had a few 45s, we probably had a few opportunities where we did beat their press and we got inside, but maybe the last pass or something, just the Glenn got a hand to it and ball spilled. And you know, these are the things, these are the fine margins, you know. And I remember Shane went up, made a big run from his own 20 and went up and we just came away with nothing. And you know, you get something out of those moments, it's a different game. But look, you got to hand it to them. Like, they showed real character.
We felt in commentary, and I think we're all trying to be neutral observers, but sometimes we wear our Donegal hat on, we felt the ref didn't give you a huge amount in some of the 50-50s. I don't know how you felt.
Ah, look, I suppose the obvious one was, we felt aggrieved by, was the one where Niall was. We came out through the back of him, and it ultimately led to their winning score. I thought any other day you see those decisions, you know, somebody comes through a player at the back like that. But look, didn't go for us today, and it was compounded by them kicking the winning score. But listen, we'll take the learning, we'll dust ourselves down and hopefully come back again.
Final one though, Rory, I know it won't feel like much now, but I think over the long winter months and the dark mornings and the dark nights, you will definitely reflect on a brilliant year. You stopped Niamh Connell's 3 in a row and in what was a masterclass in the county final. You're still Donegal champions.
Ah, look, it feels like small consolation in there to them boys now, because they put in a huge effort. Like, and listen, but that's the thing, that's the key. Like, hopefully they're a young team and they're still hungry, and they're hopefully there's that real desire to come back and, you know, get back to at least this level again next year. So that's the aim.
Glenn Mahara, manager Malky O'Rourke, 1 point win for your side. Congratulations. How does that one feel?
It feels brilliant, to be honest with you. You know, we came down here today knowing there was going to be a real tough battle, and there's times during the game that we were under the cosh a wee bit, and there's times that it looked to be going away from us. But it's the one thing about the boys, they've great character about them. We were fairly sure that they would keep going right to the end, and that's how it transpired. I suppose when we missed the penalty, that was a great chance for us. When we missed the penalty, we could have easily let the heads drop, but in fairness to the boys, they just bounced back straight away and finished the game really strong, and we got the win and delighted.
We had Alan Gunn at the start of this podcast talking, and we were just saying that Glenn were kind of, in this first 30 minutes, brought to different places than you probably have been in Derry, because the styles are completely different. Were you a frustrated figure in that sideline in that first 20-25 minutes, or how were you feeling?
Yeah, it was, because look, you're right in that none of the teams we came up against probably set up like that. But as well as that, the quality that St Union's have, you're playing county champions, the quality they have is a step up as well, you know, from obviously a lot of teams you play. So there was a combination of things. Plus the fact that, you know, just the boys hadn't been used to playing against that type of defence before. So there's a lot of things there. And in fairness, I just felt that we didn't have maybe the same energy as we had other days. And we made a few mistakes that we hadn't been making. But again, that's down to St Union's and their the way they are set up. But it was just a case that we knew that we'd get our chances. We had to just keep the heads, keep playing away. And look, it obviously delayed with how we finished it.
Neither side capitalised when the other team went down to 14 men. And yous were just able to, if you like, stagnate. Nate, St Union's had the numerical advantage. Your captain went down the 14, but that was probably a key 10 minutes.
It was, you know, and that's it. When they had the extra man, you know, they were in a good position. And we thought that might have been a time when they pushed on and, you know, got a wee bit of leeway between the teams. But they didn't really do that, and we were able to hang in there. And you know, it was funny at stage when both teams were down the 14 men, sometimes they played some of their better football, you know. So, but no, look at it. It's one of them games that it took on a life of its own, and, you know, different things happen at different times. But and it's just about trying to keep the head and being there to finish to see if you can eke out the result.
We know, you talk about keeping the head, we know all about favourite time. And GAA, you have been around a long, long time. Are you a little bit surprised that Glen have won their first ever championship and people are talking about them? I mean, not just for Ulsters, but for all Ireland.
To me, it's crazy. I don't know where it's coming out of. You know, we were favourites from Derry from way out, despite the fact that we'd never won a Derry championship.
Maybe it's to do with Malik O'Rourke.
No, I don't think it's anything to do with me. But and then with Slotneen, particularly, they who had won 5 in last 7, have won Ulster titles and been a couple of all Ireland finals. So I couldn't understand that. And then it transferred to Ulster, you know, and we've never been in Ulster before. We've no experience of it, you know. So we're going in, you know, just dipping our toe in the water, if you like. So we can't understand it, but because it seems so foolish to us in a way, we're just passing no remarks on, because it would be silly to. So we're just concentrating on game. We knew it was going to be a really tough game today, you know, and now Scotstown's going to be an even tougher game with the experience they have. So we're just looking to see, can we put up a really good performance against Scotstown and trying our best to win that game. And believe me, we're not looking any further ahead.
Would you have any contacts now in Monaghan, do you think, for information on Scotstown? Yeah, I think you were in Monaghan before, weren't you?
That's it. Well, I'll have to search about to see can I get any to see if they know those players, because I wouldn't have any. No, to be honest, look, I obviously know the Scotstown players. I know a lot of them, and you know, they're great servants to myself, and I've great time for them, you know. And you know, they're a great club, and I know Colin, the manager as well, the management team. So look at it, we know they're going to be really well prepared. They're very experienced. They'd be hungry to go on and run in Ulster. So we've a lot to contend with, but look, at least we're there. We've got 2 weeks to prepare, and we'll do it as best we can.
Actually, one thing I did forget to ask you, was your time in Monaghan, though, coming up against defensive systems, and that was, you know, in these games that are Ulster blanket, and that, is that a big help when you're preparing for something like this?
It probably would. The only thing was, at that time, you sort of knew from far out, you know, particularly, I suppose, against Donegal, you knew what was going to happen. You had plenty of time to prepare for it. And so in Derry, you know, that we weren't really coming up against that style of defence or that style of team. So we have had very little preparation. We knew coming in today that it would be different, but still it's all right talking about it and doing a wee bit in training. But actually, you know, having that match practice against it is a completely different thing. So no, it was a tough one for us today.
Yeah, delighted to be joined by Francie Friel, of course, Terman manager, former Donegal selector, and Alan Gunn, a native of Monaghan, but of course, as all the streams living in Derry. We'll go to you first, Alan. Big win for your adopted club, I'm led to believe.
Yeah, my adopted club, and now they play my native club, so it's an interesting quarter final ahead. I'm definitely going to be, my allegiance is now definitely turned to Scotstown, but yeah, it's a massive win. I felt they didn't play up to their standards today, but I still felt in the second half in particular they were the better side on the day. They missed a lot of chances. They conceded a terrible goal at the start of the game, that high ball in, and I suppose it was a goal out of nothing, but they grounded out, and that's what it was about today. Is you're going into a totally different competition. It's completely different than we probably saw from them in Derry, where they were free-flowing and they were creating goal chances. This was completely different today, and they're grounded out. So that was a different win than what we've seen all year from Glen.
You've actually just taken the words out of my mouth. That was my next question, because they got caught a couple of years ago in a county final against a very defensive system, but the last 2 years in Derry, you know, has been as close to man-to-man as it was. So quite a pragmatic approach, if you like, from Malachy O'Rourke.
Yeah, and I suppose with, you mentioned the name there, Malachy O'Rourke. He has been through this with Monaghan. He has seen it at county level and has learnt it all, especially playing against Donegal. I suppose he has come up against them and he has always kind of come out on the right side of those results against Donegal. And he probably knew coming here, Watson Dunans, he'd have looked at them throughout the championship and seen what they were going to take. And I suppose it's about being patient. And that's the way the game is nowadays. It doesn't matter. People will say that is hard to watch. That's a tactical battle. That's what that is. And that's the way football is. I know we all want to come here and see free flowing football, but it's not going to happen. It's about winning and it's about going on to the next round, and you have to be patient, you have to grind it out. And that's what Glenn done, and that's Malachy O'Rourke. He, I suppose, they learnt 2 years ago. I know Malachy wasn't involved in 2019, but they learnt from it, Paddy, and they took a lot from that defeat to Maherfelt in the county final, and they made sure that wasn't going to happen this year. And this is their first hooray into Ulster. They've won it their first match, so they'll be delighted, absolutely delighted to come here to the home of Letterkenny, St Eunan's in Letterkenny, and go away with the result.
Yeah, it almost feels like a monkey off the back. And we saw the celebrations from the Glenmara players and supporters, what it meant to them, Francie. From St Eunan's point of view, how do you think they're going to feel after that one?
Well, I think it's, you know, Rory will probably be looking on, you know, as a game they left behind. I know they got a, they got the goal, you know, but I think they had a lot of chances. You know, they ran at Glen a couple of times in the first half and nobody would take the shot on, and they kept recycling the ball. They could have got a couple of scores, and I thought, you know, when Glenn went down to the 14 men, the black yard, the Eunan's didn't kick on. They were happy enough to keep the ball. You know, Sean Patton came up, played three attempts for free kicks and 45 stuff and didn't get over the bar, and maybe that come back as well to hurt them as well. But I think Eunan's had a lot of chances, you know, and as Alan alluded to too, I think the turning point in the game is when Glenn decided to press up. When they pressed up and went up, they put Eunan's under serious pressure, because they couldn't, Eunan's were getting out with their kickouts, but then when the real press came on it, and it was like the Glen had to do something to change the game, and that's what they did. They pressed up, and maybe it helped because Eunan's were down to the 14 men, but it definitely has changed the game, and that's where they got the 1 point from. It's absolutely pressing up. Peter Devine got the ball from a kickout and he put it back to the goalkeeper. He's on that much pressure, you know, and that was one of the game, and they ended up for Glen, you know. Suppose, you know, for Eunan's, it's you know, first time they've won a championship now and since 2014, you know, so they'll be seeing this as a stepping stone towards, you know, going again. You know, if Glenties were here today, everybody would be tipping Glenties to win this game, you know, but St Eunan's beat Glenties, and listen, Waddy Grahams, they've been waiting a long time to win their championship too, and that game they understand to Waddy Grahams, you know. I know they're coming up against Allen's adopted county, Scotstown next, and you know, Scotstown have been here before, you know, this will be a different proposition. They've been there, they're looking at, you know, trying to win an Ulster championship, where Waddy Grahams are looking to, you know, to go on in the competition. So listen, for Waddy Grahams, it's a big one coming down here to Letterkenny. St Eunan's, there's not many teams beat them in a Donald Park, no matter what competition's going, and to win that, you know, it's a great victory for Waddy Grahams.
And just before we go back to Alan, and you've already alluded to it, there was some key moments, and it was an arm wrestle at times, it was trench warfare, it was very low scoring. That when Waddy Grahams went down to 14, though, St Eunan's, you've already said it, they didn't capitalise, and there was half chances, there was chances. Had they went maybe 3-4 up in this type of a game, they maybe could have held on.
Yeah, definitely so. Listen, that's what Eunan's will be looking back at, when they went down to the 14 men where they didn't kick on. And I think, you know, listen, suppose Eunan's have been, you know, since the start of the year, they've been used to keeping the ball and, you know, getting into the right positions, and they got into a couple of positions today and they just didn't take the shot, or if they didn't take the shot, it went wide, you know. And then wee things, you know, find margin to this level, you know, and you'll find like it's a point here and a point there, but like on the game, you know, it's just a tactical, it was absolutely tactical to the, you know, the two teams, you know. It was up to the kickouts, press up and kickouts, then let them have the ball, work back, and Eunan's were looking to play well with, and then when they would lose the ball, they're looking to get bodies back and narrow the pitch for Waddy Grahams. And listen, it's a brilliant game, I thought, you know, from a tactical point of view. But for Eunan's, you know, it definitely, you know, it's a game I think that they left behind. You know, they've a lot of missed chances. The sending off of the black card really affected them, not affected them, but they didn't get the scores. They got one or two more scores, that I think would have seen them out.
Alan, before the game, we found out that Emmett Bradley will not play. He had a big club campaign as well. We can't go without mentioning him. He was a huge, huge loss for this Glen Waddy Grahams side before it. And I think most neutral observers, you know, got a few messages in saying, St Eunan's have done well on McFall, they've done well on McFall, but he really, in the absence of Bradley, he grew into it in that last 30, didn't he?
He did. I felt, Francie touched on it there, in particular after the second water break, where Glenn really pushed up on St Eunan's. Mm-hmm. St Eunan's were under severe pressure, and a lot of it did come from McFall. He was making those runs, and he likes to get into the mix, and he will rattle players, and players will try to rattle him, but I think that just raises him more and he'll come more into the game. So it's going to be very interesting to see where Glenn go, because it's going to be a totally different game against Scotstoun. It's going to be a lot more open than what we probably saw out there, and I think that might suit Glenn a wee bit more. It'll be a more open match, but it's, I think both teams will probably look at it. If had they went away without defeat, Francie touched on it, St Eunan's will be disappointed. They'll probably say they left it behind. Had Glenn come out on the wrong side of that 1 point, they probably would have looked at the same and said, we left it behind. They missed the penalty, they missed a couple of chances, but I think it was that press and what St Eunan's didn't do when they had the extra man, and they didn't do that same press and that same push up and go for it like Glenn did. And I think Francie did touch on that, and I think that was a big, big difference in the two sides.
One of the greatest traits of the great Corrifin team, and I'm absolutely comparing no club team to Corrifin, I think, to the best most people have seen, but one thing that was always labelled to them was they can play it anyway. If a game turns into a dogfight, if you want to go man-to-man, if you want to have any type of a game, and you and all these different Derry, you know, people watching the Derry Club Championship, you've already mentioned it, they can go man-to-man. Today, they were in a completely different war, if you like, and I would imagine the Glen supporters, and none more so than the management team players, they'll be delighted they came out with a different win.
Yeah, exactly. That is completely different victory than we've seen in the whole of their seven matches in the Derry Championship. Like that, it just showed you that they can grind it out if they have to. And that's what you're in. You're a totally different competition. You're going to be coming up against totally different tactics, because you know the Derry clubs inside out. You know the players you're playing. But when you're going in, you can watch as many DVDs and videos and do as much analysis. But it's when you're playing those teams, you're learning. And what Glenn will learn from that game there will be enormous. As you say, it's the first hooray into the Ulster campaign. They've got a win, they've a fantastic management team. Malik O'Rourke, he's one of the best managers in the country. He knows this game inside out, and he will know Scotstoun inside out as well as because the man he's up against, Colin McAree, he worked under him with the county. He's now over Scotstoun, so that's going to add a little bit more to that game as well.
So you're actually, I know you're a Monaghan man, you're actually a Scotstoun man as well. There's one man I feel, it's not often I feel sorry for Monaghan people, but I feel really sorry for Alan Gunn. Just finally, are Scotstoun as good as the Ware? You know, they ran Guidoor very close in Ulster final a couple of years ago. Where are they, an ageing team? Are they somewhere in between? Have they brought on many young lads?
They brought on a couple of young lads, and they're one of the best goalkeepers in the country, probably the best goalkeeper in the country, in Rory Began, and he is absolutely massive. We saw there Sean Patton coming up kicking three frees. I think if Rory Began come up and kick those three, he would at least get two out of those three. He wouldn't be missing three of those opportunities when they'd come to him. He might miss the one, but I think if he come up for the second one, he would miss. He is absolutely massive. His kickouts, he can go short if he has to. He can rocket the ball to maybe the other 45 if he has to, and he will pick out a man, and he'll pick out the space, and he will come up the field, and he will cause that extra man. That is going to be massive for Scotstoun. We saw it at county level, in particular with Niall Morgan this year for Tyrone, and what he will do for Scotstoun. And you've got the two Q's as well, and you've got Conor McCarthy up in the front, Shane Carey. Like, there's so many county standards there, players there. So I think they're better. Unfortunately, I haven't seen Scotstoun this year. Unbelievably, this is the first year I haven't actually seen them yet, and the first game I'm going to be seeing them is going to be against Glen in 2 weeks' time. So what I have heard, they're better. They're playing very good stuff this year, but it's Ulster Club Championship match, and what Glenn will take out of that game there, as Francie alluded to, coming to O'Donnell Park, beating St Eunan's on their home patch, they will take a massive out of that. And you mentioned a man that was missing today, Emmett Bradley. He'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Can we get witness protection, please, for Alan Gunn? He is going to need it, whatever the result in 2 weeks' time. Alan Gunn, former brilliant commentator with Shannon Side, Northern South, a proud Scotstoun man, and now a proud Glen Mahoran man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Donegal GA podcast.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to hold on to you, Francie. Francie, Peter Campbell said a number of times that they've had a brilliant year, St Eunan's. We know they've done the double. They've won so many trophies this year, but they'll be really, really disappointed there, because we heard about this, you know, team that's going to sweep all aside them in Ulster, and they had them on the racks here today.
Yeah, definitely so. That's what I would allude to. You know, to listen, these chances don't come along very often, Charlie. You know, or Paddy, and there was a chance there today for St Eunan's. You know, in your home patch, and normally when you're drawn in Ulster, you get an away game, but they got a home draw. Listen, the Rory and the backroom team would be very disappointed with today. You know, it's but it's a learning, it's what you take from it. You know, and if they won a championship next year, they come back and maybe a year wiser, you know, and post. That's what the Glenties were supposed to happen. That's what they had their aim on, you know, was be the Ulster championship, you know. But listen, you know,
how do you think they would have fared today?
It's hard to say, but like as I said to you earlier, if Glenties were playing this team today, Glenties would have been favourites for it. You know, that's a simple, because they've been in one Ulster final, they've won two Donegal, they've won three Donegals in a row if they had won that game. So, listen, for St Unions, as you said, it's a very good year. They won the hurling, they won the football, both in senior. You know, so listen, it's been a great year, but you know, these opportunities come along, and sometimes you have to grab the nettle, you know. And today, I would say Rory and the backroom team would be very disappointed, the players included as well. You know, they had enough chances to win the game. You know, if you could beat fair and square in the day, you know, by a better team, but I think Unions had a chance to win that game today, and you know, they left it behind.
It's just finally, and I've said this so many times in the podcast, when you interview, you know, a club manager in Donegal who've won a club championship, it can be a little bit easier for other counties, can't you? You have certain teams in other counties who have a monopoly over their county, and they can almost, a bit like Corrifin for years, because I lived in Galway for a long time, and yep, they could actually, once upon a time, peak for Galway. Yep. We don't have that luxury here in Donegal. No. Next year, Niamh Connell will be back. There's no doubt about it. Yep. Kilkear will be there. Guido will be there again.
Yeah, no, definitely so. Listen, that's the big one, you know, and Donegal Championship, you know, in fairness, suppose Glenties have been the team at the minute, and St Unions have knocked them off their perch. Now St Unions are the team that everybody wants to beat, you know, and like them top four teams, there's nothing in between them. There's a ball here, there, a ball there, you know, and Unions, you know, in the final, they took Glenties to the sword and put them out the gate, you know, and listen, that was brilliant what they did in the day, but, you know, today's no consolation for that there. They wanted to do well in Ulster, and they're out in the first round, and, you know, they'll have to lick their wounds talk about it over the winter months and get back again on the horse, as they say, and get ready for another championship next year.
One thing, actually, I will let you go then. One thing, actually, I did forget to ask you about, shame on me, is the referee. Some of the home supporters here not too happy. When you're actually on commentary, it can be hard sometimes because you're following the play and you're listening out other things. Your thoughts?
No, I thought the referee had got the game spot on, being honest with you. I thought he was, you know, he was. I didn't think the referee did anything wrong. It's a Tyrone referee. I thought he refed it well. And
was it a penalty?
It was a penalty. Listen,
I didn't see it. I was
It was a penalty. In fairness, it was two men, you know, tackled them and they went to ground. But if you go back to the chance before that, Shane O'Donnell was in the corner and he kicked the ball straight across. If he'd kept possession of the ball, which Unions are very good at, maybe come back out and recycle the ball, they might have got up the pitch for that penalty. They missed the penalty. It wasn't a penalty. It won the game. It was them, Wadi Graham's pushing up on St Unions' kick out in the last 5 or 6 minutes and putting them under serious pressure. And when you're under pressure on the kick out and nobody's looking for it, and when you get the ball, you have to be able to get out with the ball, and they weren't able to get out, but they put it back to the goalkeeper, and they end up, that was the score, won the game.
Francie Farrell, thanks for joining me here on the Donegal GA podcast.
No bother, Paddy, thank you.
So that's it for the Sunday edition of the Donegal GAA podcast. My thanks to our guests, our loyal listeners, and of course our sponsors, Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Olahy Road, Donegal Town. And finally, a shout out to Austin O'Callaghan on production. We are back on Thursday. Talk to you then, and stay safe.
FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahy Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.